From the United America Network, this is Varsity Vibes, your roundup of prep sports action and the voices from prep athletics all across Riverside County with Luke Lamont. Now, here's Luke.
We've got a little bit of a switch up for this week's episode. We have a guest back on the show for the first time in quite a while. Very excited to get to that part. You guys are going to enjoy that a lot. It's about one team in particular today. A little bit different style of episode as well. We've talked about basketball pretty recently, and we're going to stay on that topic of basketball, specifically girls basketball. The team we're going to talk about today, and the team that you're going to see the interview with the head coach of, is one of the best in all of Southern California, and that is the Corona Centennial Huskies girls varsity basketball team. Now enjoy the sit-down talk we had earlier in the week with the head coach of the Huskies. All right, so we are joined here by the head coach of Corona Centennial girls basketball team, Matt Tamumbing. Thank you so much, coach, for joining us here and taking some time out of your day.
Oh man, it's an honor to be here and to share some time with you, and I just really appreciate you reaching out, and I'm excited.
Yeah, we're really excited you take the time of your day and you're willing to hop on. So this season, your team has been wildly successful. Right now, you guys are on a red hot streak, 10 games in a row you've won, you're 15-3, you're 14th ranked in the state currently. You guys are dominating your league opponents. And I was wondering, you've been a head coach and around basketball for about two decades now.
Yes.
How has this team and this job you have right now at Corona Centennial differed from your experiences in the past?
This one has been, this year has been a really fun year. I'm just trying to piece it all together. In years prior, I was able to establish a program and really build it from the ground up. And my first year coming here, I knew exactly what it took to get to the top, being in the open division before at my previous school. So I had all the ingredients and the answers to make it happen. And we were able to do it right away. The only issue with that was that the program from last year coming to this year only returned one player in the whole program, being Sydney Bryant. When I got hired, the administration here at Centennial let me know, you got one kid coming back, you're gonna have to figure out the rest. I was fortunate enough to have some girls transfer in, and a lot of great freshmen came in. We're able to establish an entire program with the freshman team and the JV team, and then a roster of a varsity team. But the biggest challenge, or I would say the biggest difference from this year to years prior, is just not having that time spent together to really build something exactly the way that I want it. Another big challenge I've had, or something that's really been different, is I have two really good bigs. Sydney Bryant being 6'5", Sydney Douglas being 6'7". All my years prior, I've been used to just having one big. I've always coached really good guards. So this year, having a really good set of guards, on top of having elite bigs, Sydney Bryant going to Kansas, and then Sydney Douglas being the number two player in her class, it was a challenge for me at first to try and figure out how to incorporate both at the same time. And that's why if you look at our schedule, you'll see a couple early losses that we probably shouldn't have had. I would love to get those back, because I think now that we've clicked, it would be a lot different, basically. So that's been the tough part, but it's only up from here.
Hey, you mentioned having two bigs on your team, especially in girls basketball. I've noticed a lot of those teams that if you're able to have that height advantage, that really can help you in a lot of games. I know you mentioned coaching good guards, which is obviously important as well. But as you mentioned, I'm sure that height difference really does help your team, and it shows. You guys in league play have a plus 330 score differential against your opponents. So you guys have just been dominating everybody. You're undefeated at home. You guys are well in a good position to play some really competitive playoff basketball. As you mentioned, you've been in the Open League before at your previous job with Ontario Christian. You guys got national recognition for your team there. So obviously, you know what it takes to win and put together a winning high school team. And you mentioned this team is a little bit different because of all the non-returning players. You only had one. So this team, what were the goals going in to start the season, having so many new faces around the building?
Man, it was number one, just get better every day. Number two, just learn about each other as quickly as possible. Where all these other teams that are in the open division either have played together for a few years or know each other's style or maybe even played club with each other outside or whatever it may be. But the goal was to just try and click together and try to just learn about each other, learn each other's game. How does everyone, what's everyone's style? What are everyone's strengths? What are everyone's weaknesses? And it took a little bit longer than expected because Sidney Bryant, also being a dual athlete, being one of the best volleyball players in the country as well, we didn't really get to even practice with her probably up until a week before season started. That was the tough part, just getting her later in the game, but I expected that. But I felt like the sooner that we were able to learn more about each other and go through the challenges, that it would increase our chances of just improving and getting better day by day.
Definitely that the day by day approach seems to be working out for you guys with all the new players, and especially getting one of your star players just a week before the season. That's not a lot of time to build a ton of team chemistry. And I know you mentioned you wanted some of those earlier losses back because in, I think it was in your first 10 games, you had those only three losses, but since then you guys have been running the table with people.
Yeah.
So obviously that early struggle, but you guys seem to have really hit your stride in this back half of the season.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just if you look at our two losses, I think we both games we scored in the 40s, which is crazy with the amount of talent that we have. But it was the spacing that was hard. It was trying to figure out which one of the bigs is going to play outside or which one of the bigs is going to play inside, or are they both going to play inside? So it was definitely a challenge, but I think we'll be able to get them back in the playoffs, hopefully.
Yeah. So what do you think? Obviously, this is a successful season, I think you can say, so far.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's loftier goals with getting into playoffs and then so on and so forth. You see how things go with that. What do you think has been the key factor in this team really coming together and learning how to play with all that chemistry to give them this kind of success so far to set them up?
Man, these girls truly love each other. They hang out every day. We battle it in practice. They go at each other. They've hated each other during drills, but the second we step off that court, it's just a family environment. And I've always preached like that culture is the most important thing when building. If you want to build a great program, building a culture has to be the foundation. And these girls have really bought into that, and they've really just are able to be open with each other, are able to be vulnerable, are able to hold each other accountable. You know, you want people on your side that tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. They've been able to accept that from me and the rest of our coaching staff. And then most importantly, they've been able to accept that amongst each other. I believe a player-led team is the best team. And that's really what's propelled them to be successful with that 10-game winning streak on the line now and just getting better every single day. I'm grateful for the way that they treat the game on and off the court.
Seems like obviously team chemistry good when you have those players hanging out every day, whether it's at school or after school, and obviously being coachable, a huge part in that. So it's clear that they check all the boxes in that sort of aspect to become a successful team.
Absolutely.
So you as a coach have been doing this for quite a while. So what is it that drives you to keep coming back? Why do you feel like it's important to give back to these kids at the high school level, especially to coach and develop them as they're in such an impressionable time at their athletic careers?
Man, coaching, at least at the high school level, does not pay the best. So you have to really be passionate about what you do. It has to be more about the passion than the paycheck, in my opinion. So for me, just showing up every day, what really drives me is just seeing these girls go on and become not just great athletes, but really great people, which is the foundation of everything. You've got to be a great person. But just seeing them thrive, and my favorite part about coaching is seeing where someone's at and then putting my touch on it, or just helping out as much as I can, and then seeing where they could go with my help. That's something that really motivates me every single day. I love building from scratch. I would rather take a new program than take a well-tuned and oiled program, because I feel like I can build it the way that I want to build it and put all the intricate parts of it to make it successful. And then also, probably the most important thing to me is just my daughter. I used to coach boys basketball for 10 years. And when I found out I was having a daughter, I thought that it would be cool to start transitioning onto the girl side, just to learn attitudes, learn how to deal with a high school girl, but also what it takes to just get to the next level and get scholarships. That's another thing that drives me, getting girls education for free at the collegiate level and just changing lives forever. So if I'm able to do that with them, then I'm definitely able to do that with my daughter, and I'm going to keep going until the wheels fall off.
Oh, yeah, that's great to hear, because of all the coaches I've talked to, you're the first one that's emphasize that sort of familial connection, where it's like you had a daughter coming into your life and that was a big change for you, and you wanted to use that as motivation and at the same time get a chance to relate to what someone in your family is going to grow up to be and try to mentor those same young girls, and also the scholarship goal of getting them free education. I think that's something that's really great that you've prioritized as being a coach, because you know, I haven't heard that before in these interviews. I've done a handful of them. So it's great to hear that the education past high school is such a focal point of what you're doing as a coach.
Yeah, basketball will end one day. So as much as I love it, you know, it's going to end for me one day. And as much as these girls are just elite at what they do, it's going to end one day. So what you have to fall back on is your education. And then the second part is just how good of a person you've been able to become in that process.
Definitely. And also you mentioned it's about the passion, not the paycheck, is what you said on your end. So obviously having a coach with a lot of passion, I'm sure, is great for that group of girls to be able to rally behind. And it shows on the court. You guys have been successful, and it's clear that despite the new program sort of overhaul, you got new coach, new players, pretty much aside from just one returning, that you've been able to build a elite program in such a short time, basically from the ground up from your position.
Yes. No, it's been a blessing, man. It's been a blessing. I'm backed by just great administration that really believed in me from day one, that have just allowed me to be myself. And then just every girl that's come here, every family that's been a part of what we're doing, has sometimes parents really ruin it for their kids. Sometimes they overstep, or sometimes they think they may know the game better than some coaches. And sometimes that is true. But what I found out here is that they just allow me to step in and take control. And we were able to do it together, because it takes a village to really form that connection and get girls to college. So I've been blessed just to have, I always say, it's you want to circle yourselves with people that are better than you. And I truly believe that I have. I'm just surrounded by just incredible families, incredible coaching staff that go above and beyond for the girls. And then obviously just coaching these girls that make me look better than I am, which is always always the best part. I'm definitely blessed.
You're building a great culture over there at Corona Centennial. Clearly, as you've said, clear as day that with the great families, great team chemistry, and great staff chemistry and administration as well, you guys got a great thing going over there. Really looking forward to see how the rest of the season plays out for you guys with playoffs just around the corner. It's going to be some exciting basketball for the Huskies. So we really look forward to that. We're definitely going to be updating all our viewers on that throughout the rest of the season for you guys. You guys have been the number one team that we've talked about. So really forward to see how things play out.
Wow. Thank you. We're honored. We're honored. And we appreciate the work that you're doing and just sharing the love and spreading girls basketball is overlooked sometimes. The fact that you're highlighting that and showing off what the girls can do just as good as the guys is awesome. So appreciate it. Much love to you guys.
Definitely. Girls basketball is incredibly important. Some of the most exciting basketball games ever seen and been to. Don't count out the girls' side of the sports too. It's really important not to.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Coach. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us here today. Look forward to what the rest of the year has in store.
Let's go. I'm excited. Catch you at a game soon, hopefully.
Yes. Best of luck, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye.
That's a wrap for this week's look at Riverside County Prep Sports, where from the desert to the mountains and from the pass to the valleys, our student athletes bring their best every game, every day. Join us next week as we shine the spotlight on more hometown heroes from across all 23 school districts, right here where the pride of Riverside County plays on. Thanks for joining us on Varsity Vibes on the United America Network.
Varsity Vibes with Luke Lamont is presented by the United America Network. Based in Riverside County, California, UAN is your home team for respecting the American way and countering the spread of misinformation. This is what democracy sounds and looks like.